I want to stick with this deliver bad news. All right, so but then deliver it straight. But I suspect you coach people on how to deliver it so it lands. I mean, a straight shooter is somebody that tells us the truth, doesn't hold back, but they tell it to us in a way that it lands. How do you coach people to tell deliver bad news fast in a way that it lands so it doesn't feel like a brick in the face?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think, you know, being in sales, probably one of the most important techniques that you need to have. And it's all about, again, reading the room and understanding who your client is. And it's understanding who you're, you know, who's on the other side of that phone, who's on the other, you know, who's in front of you. If you can get in front of them directly, great. But I just try to deliver bad news. And then I try, you know, as soon as I deliver it, you know, try to have an opinion of how we can fix it, right? Because bad news is only bad news until it can't be fixed anymore, right? And as soon as it happened, it happened. There's nothing else you can do about it. It's happened, right? So then you got to ask yourself, you know, is there anything I can do to change the bad news? Is there anything I can do to create a new scenario, right? If the answer is yes, then start creating that new scenario. If the answer is no, well, then let's accept it and let's get over it and let's move on to the next thing and figure out what the next process is, right? So I try to take the client through those steps of like, well, what does this bad news actually mean, right? And what can we do about it? And I think that if you have an opinion and you form that opinion prior to making the call, or you're open about it, or you're well-educated or knowledgeable on your trade or on what it is that you're delivering, you're going to be able to deliver that opinion with somebody as you're having a conversation back and forth.
All right, so let's role play this out a little bit, give people some specific examples because I get the general theory. All right, so I'm a client at the agency, and if you're going to deliver bad news for me, I'm probably a seller and something has gone wrong, or a buyer. Let's go in specific detail, set it up, and then deliver the bad news to me. What went wrong? Who am I?
Great. So there's I'll give you a live example I'm dealing with this morning. Okay, seller, buyer. $23 million deal. Buyer does a inspections on a property, and the electric magnetic fields on the property come back extra high, right? So the buyer is kind of concerned that they've got these EMFs that are super high, and that it's going to be dangerous to their health and dangerous to their issues and what have you, right?
So the house is haunted. You're selling a Playboy mansion and it's haunted.
It's full of, the Playboy mansion's got a whole bunch of other issues. I don't know if it was haunted. I don't know if it had EMFs, but, it definitely required a lot of Lysol. first of all, the first thing we did is on this particular one is just pick up the phone, call up the client and say, hey, listen, we did an inspection on the property. It came out with really high, EMFs, electric magnetic fields on a particular portion of it. The inspector was a little bit of an alarmist. We are in the middle of hiring another inspector to take a look at this thing. Good news, client really is interested in the house, loves the house, and wants to figure out a solution. So what we're doing is we're going back this morning with a new inspector to go take a look at, where the problem is coming from so that we can actually analyze it and see if there's anything that can be done about this thing. Fast, quick delivery. You had a solution to the problem. You've delivered the problem. You've now set it up. Because again, at the end of the day, what I need my client to know is that I'm on top of his stuff, right? He needs to keep trusting me that I'm on top of his property, on top of the house. Whether or not I'm going to fall out of escrow, or I'm going to fall out of this deal, or we're going to have to do something, in order to save it, it's a different story. But if I can keep the client's confidence, right, that I'm on top of it and I'm the right guy to deal with the problem, then I'm going to keep the client and we're going to ultimately, win and make some money.
Yeah, and I'm hearing in your voice confidence, but it's not loud confidence. I suspect that there's a tiny mixture of deference in there. How would you do? Because tone of voice is critical. Like if your words don't land, it don't matter how good your words are, and your words land based on your tone of voice. So what's your gut instinct and how you would describe your tone of voice, your demeanor?
Yeah, that's so important. What a great question. And I know you're great at that too. But tone of voice is everything, right? It's expressing confidence yet empathy, right? if you can create both where you, and again, the only way you can really express confidence is if you actually are confident and you know what you're delivering and you know your trade, you are confident, you've got knowledge. But then you've got to have empathy. You have to realize that the client on the other side is doing something. In my case, selling a house, which means that, you know, they want to move. They want to create, you know, the next part of their life. So, you know, and particularly when you're selling homes and when you're buying homes, it's probably one of the most dramatic experiences. I mean, like, this is your home. This is your sanctuary, right? Like, you're doing it, you know, for a reason. And so their emotions are very high. And from our perspective as real estate salespeople, I think that showing empathy while yet still having the confidence in your voice and, you know, allowing the client to know that you're understanding their emotions and their stress and all of that stuff, but yet you've got their back, you've got their feeling. It's that tonality that they need to feel confident in, and that's how you ultimately, you know, keep the client. But you can't do that if you don't know what you're talking about, right? No, you can only fake it for so long. And you know, that's what I always talk about too, is just making sure that you've got the knowledge and that you know what you're talking about, because faking it works for a little while, but it doesn't work forever.
Yeah, well, you know, I may be guilty of happy ears here, but what it sounds to me like is, it sounds like not just confidence, but competence. And when you say having your clients back, that's trust. I mean, do you actually have your clients back, as opposed to I got your back until it's no longer my interest? There's a big difference. Somebody says they're always your advocate until it's at their expense, and then you're on your own.
100%. And then that goes back to mindset of how you treat your client, right? Are you a salesperson that's only interested in finishing the deal and accomplishing and just selling, and you only care about your dollars? Or are you a salesperson that is actually there to service the client, and you care more about them than you care about yourself? And the result, the trophy to you when you do something great, you deliver something incredible to your client, happens to be the trophy that happens to be a check that happens to be dollars, right? Which then allows you to go have your lifestyle and all of those different things. But I think that sets up a completely different tone of how you deal with your clients. And that's just every salesperson is different. I mean, you walk into to Walmart, like, good luck finding, you know, a customer service person. Like, good luck, you know, having somebody tell you where the toothpaste is. But you know what? You're going to buy the cheapest toothpaste anywhere, right? So, you know, I think it depends on what you're looking for, or who you're looking for. And then from a client's perspective, you know, you become the buyer. What are you looking to hire, right? Are you looking to hire service, or are you looking to hire just somebody to write the paperwork? Are you looking for somebody to help you through the process and have empathy and have knowledge? Or are you looking literally just to get the cheapest way and just, you know, write an offer? All of these are choices. All of these things are different things. And each real estate agent, each salesperson, has to know where they fit in.